This is Dave.
This is John.
This is LG.
This is Jason.
This is Bill.
With
Actors Live.
You're listening to
Power Rock Podcast
with Jim and Madonna.
Hey everyone, Jim Madonna here, your host of Power Rock Podcast. I'd like to welcome you all to yet another episode, bringing you the best interviews from around the globe, from indie to mainstream. Whether it be rock, metal, heavy metal, speed metal, contemporary, melodic rock, we got it all. And today, friends, I am pumped for this show because I have Virginia's very own hard rockers, Axis 5, on the line. Guys, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Jim?
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Jim.
Well, man, I want to say, guys, that first of all, this is really an honor and a privilege to have you on my show, man. I have seen and been a fan of Axis 5 for quite a while now, and I have seen such amazing accomplishments with you guys. So I truly, truly take this as an honor for you taking out your time. I know you got a busy schedule going on, and I just want to thank you as well, man.
That's awesome, Jim. We appreciate that.
Oh, man, you are more than welcome. Guys, why don't we go ahead and let's get some history about who Axis 5 is and how you guys kind of got started. You know, David, I understand that you probably, you do most of the songwriting. So how about that question is for you? How did Axis 5 get rolling?
Pretty much a compilation of all five of us in our creative spirits, just getting together and figuring out that we could write pretty good songs pretty easily. And then once we get into the song, we put all the glimmering touches on it until it's a finished product that we're really, really happy with. And I suppose, the songs either start off with lyrics and the guys follow through with their instruments and accommodate the lyrics. And, you know, sometimes Bill writes the lyrics and, you know, we write around that. Lots of times Jason or Bart will come in with a riff, and we'll take a song from the just one little riff and make it, you know, a full production of music, worthy to hear.
Do you feel that the band as a whole has a great chemistry?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's what makes the band. I think the things seems like we're on the same page when we start an idea, and that process comes pretty easy for us, which is, you know, which is unusual. As far as getting around, I mean, or getting along, I mean, we're all good friends, and I think
with us all being together, what, 3.5 years with us as a group, I don't think anybody's ever stormed out of practice mad. You know, I mean, we can agree to disagree and not be rude and hostile with each other, and
it's been that way from the beginning. You know, it's like making good soup; all the ingredients have to taste good, and together, I think that we built a hell of a machine.
Let's go ahead and talk about the album, The Other Side. Now, that album, I have this album, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to play some tunes on the show off the album. Man, I want to tell you something. It's a really hard choice for me to pick the songs for this interview. But we do have some ones, and the first one I want to talk about is Crazy. How about some history on that particular track?
It actually evolved from finger exercises on guitar. This is Jason, by the way. And I had the idea in my head, played it for years and years. And one day, John, drummer, come in and I said, give me a beat like this. And he did. And the song blew up that day because immediately everybody joined in. Dave already had lyrics that just fit. You know, it was like, man, I had these and they fit. Check this out.
It was like 30 minutes and we had a complete song.
That was an easy one.
And, you know, it's one that really hypes our audience up, you know, when we play it live. So, I mean, it does exactly what the song says it does, is make you go crazy. So
that's awesome, man. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Let's go ahead and let the listeners hear Crazy with Axis 5 on Power Rock Podcast. Crank it up.
Crank it up.
Patience is not my strongest suit.
All right, welcome back. We are with the members of Axis 5, and guys, you know, I can see why, man. All great songs that we're going to play here. Great, great job, man. Well done.
Thank you.
You know, I want to ask this question to you guys. What do you think, in your opinion, man, over the years that you have been in the industry, what types of changes have you seen in the music business, man, that has really put a downfall or a downside to the music industry as a whole? Because I think we can both agree, or all agree rather, that the music industry today has become very, very difficult. What is your thoughts and opinions on that particular subject?
I think some of it has to do with a lot of clubs and venues going to agencies that are doing nothing but ticket sale events and having the 5, 6, 7 bands. And I think it hurts a lot of good slots for good venues filling it up with that. That makes it hard for touring acts to come through, get on board on something, you know, at that club level like that, medium-sized, couple thousand people or less type venue. I think it's hurt it in that aspect.
The biggest thing is it's everyone can get music for free, and that's what they're doing. It's taking money away from the bands. It's taking money away from the record companies. The record companies don't want to float the money because it's almost a direct parallel with politics. You know, we see politics and we hear it on the news every day where, you know, money dictates. That's really the bottom line. You know, if you have enough money, you'll get on the radio. You know, and it really comes down to that where a lot of good music is overlooked, you know, simply because of that. And you can't, I mean, you have to, it's only fair to give do across the board if you, you know, there's so much that people miss out on.
Well,
you look at music fads, look at trends in music throughout the years, at least the last few, 2, 3, 4 decades, and usually a trend and a fad will last, you know, generally speaking, about 5 to 10 years. So, you know, I think, you know, we all think that it's time, you know, to crack some doors, to open some minds, and to, you know, to give bands that have been hacking away out there for years, to give them a crack at it, give them a shot, have an open mind, have open ears, because, you know, everybody benefits. Hey, something new, you know, something that hasn't been well-worn, and, you know, it's welcome.
Right on.
You know, also with the advances of, you know, the internet and computer technology, it's easy to record now. So you have a huge saturation of musicians and music, recorded music. You know, when we were kids, you know, there were, you know, 7 or 8 bands that you liked, and that was it.
Right.
But now there's just a million, a plethora of music and free music online. It's hard to stand out, and so that's what we try to pay attention to as our band grows and fans and the ability to produce great music. You know, we're looking to stand out above and position ourselves where people will want the music.
Yeah, there's no reason to really dwell on those negatives, you know, because obviously a lot of those things are beyond our power to change or control. You know, you kind of set your sights forward and you go for it. You do your thing and you don't really worry about, you know, what's going on, what's surrounding you that emits those negative vibes, because that's, you know, that's not really, it's detrimental to the cause.
Well, the other thing that's changed about the whole industry is the focus on performances and being able to get out and play live. And where we are, we don't have very many big concerts come through anymore, and it's really kind of, you know, I guess in the earlier days of rock, that was a big thing when all the big bands came through and they'd be packing the stadiums or packing all the civic centers. And now, you know, it's hard to sell your music online, and then you pretty much got to go out and play it for people. And that's, you know, sell merchandise, get up there and do your thing in front of people. There's a lot of emphasis on that, and we've done that quite a bit.
Let's go ahead and go back to the album, The Other Side. And I wanted to say, you guys are under a record label. Let's go ahead and just talk about that record label just for a second, and then we'll go into the next song.
Yeah, we're with MI5. Ted Mason runs that label, and that's under Universal Music Group. And we've had a lot of support from that corner. And here's a shout-out to Ted Mason. Kudos to you, man.
Honored, man. Absolutely. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, the next track I want to talk about here is called Raise Your Flag. How about some history on that one?
Raise Your Flag kind of happened in kind of a weird way. I was actually trying to take a nap before practice one day, I couldn't go to sleep because I had these lyrics in my head, and I started writing them down. And when I finally waddled into practice, as I was walking up, I was hearing this great Southern riff going on. Those lyrics seemed like they were written exactly for that riff, and that's another song that just happened. It took us about an hour to get all the parts, and then we were on to polishing, and it's been our best-selling song, you know, since the album was released in December.
It came from influences. You know, when I wrote that riff, I drew from influences, you know. We always listen to music that inspires us. You know, we always hear it. We kind of surround ourselves with that type of music. And, you know, being a musician, it's something when you can draw from that, you know, you feel almost a part of it, you know, but you have this, you created this yourself. You drew what was in your, you know, your creative spirit from it.
And the song's about partying and, you know, being able to go out to the woods with your friends, by the river, with your friends, and let loose and have a great time.
It's all places we've lived, too.
It's just a true story. You know, it's all about, you know, the states we lived in, the areas that we've been able to enjoy while we were growing up.
Yeah, every one of these songs is about a real thing. It's not something made up. The stories are real that happened to us.
Here it is. Raise Our Flag with Axis 5 on Power Rock Podcast. Crank it up.
Where the sun was on full day, and
All right, again, we are back with the members of Axis 5. And Dave, I want to share something with you, man. You mentioned something prior to us playing that song, that something about the South, Southern. You know, when I listened to these tracks, you know what I hear in your voice a lot, man, is I hear a lot of Greg Allman, man. Have you ever gotten that before?
I think you're the first, yeah. Thank you.
That's I really comment. Do. I hear Greg Allman. I really do. Especially in another track that we're going to play. I really, really hear it. And it's just vocally, these songs are amazing. And again, you know, instrumentally, of course, the package, it's a kick-ass package, man. It truly is.
Awesome. Thank you.
Do you guys, other than your record labels, do you have any, like, sponsors or anything like that to support what you guys do?
Yes, actually, we do. This is Bill. I play the bass, and actually, I got sponsored by Spectre. I've been playing the Spectre bass ever since this band was together. Jason here just got sponsored by Fab Guitars out of Richmond, Virginia.
That is totally awesome.
We've got Jim Beam coming to our shows with Jim Beam samples, so that always makes the party good.
Yeah, big shout out. Big shout out to Jim Beam.
Is there any plans for, you know, a tour for 2016 or what?
There's always plans for a tour.
Okay, is there anything locked down, or are things just in the works?
Oh, we had a couple things in the works, but no, nothing locked down. We had some different opportunities somewhere overseas, so we were kind of waiting to see what was panning out and what was going to happen. So
we're about to do the Big Lick Music Fest conference, which is a consort of musicians from all around the Southeast and up north. And that's going to be happening in Roanoke soon.
Now, you also are working on a third album, too. Any plans for a release date on that?
Nothing yet. We're about 8 songs in, and we have 2 more in the works right now. We're trying to polish up, and so it's coming along really fast, faster than the first and second album did. So,
you know, we're planning on taking a different approach slightly with this third album. You know, we want to go in there with a whole myriad of material, not, the last 2 albums, we kind of cut it close. You know, we thought our music, you know, was good enough to stand on its own. We worked hard for it and went in the studio with that music. This third CD, we're shooting for, you know, a minimum of 15 to 20 songs to open the doors a little bit, to offer us a choice of, you know, what we actually want to release on that album.
There's another track on the album, The Other Side, that I want to talk about, and it's called Freedom. Now, this is an amazing song. How about some history on that?
Freedom was one of our first songs that we ever wrote. LG came in with a great riff that he had produced a couple of years back, and when he bought it into Axis 5 and showed the guys, we all loved it. And it sounded kind of like a very patriotic sort of song. So we wrote Freedom, and the song's about what freedom means to us, where freedom is hampered, and it goes out to all the men and women in our armed forces who we really appreciate, and you know, that this song is just for them.
So the band, we're actually in the military, and so you know, we appreciate that part of it and know what's going on there, and just the whole statement of the song, of the thought of being free and being in our country. You know, we have a lot of people that don't agree, but we find a way to get along, you know, and that's a lot of what this song is about.
Now, you also have a music video to go along with that tune, don't you?
That's right. Our first music video is out all over YouTube and on our website at axis5band.com. So go take a look and tell us what you think.
You got it. Well, I'm going to tell you what, man. Let's go ahead and let the listeners hear Freedom with Axis 5 on Power Rock Podcast. All right, welcome back. We are with Axis 5. Guys, what we're going to do is I want to ask you one more question, and then we're going to go ahead and close this out. When you guys and any one of you members can answer it, I like to ask this question at the end because it's really, for me, I think it's kind of an important question, and it's this. How do you want to be remembered by from your friends and fans? You know, what is it that you want the people that really stand out and say, you know, I remember this. What is something that just, what type of legacy would you like to leave? How about that?
Well, when you just said that, I mean, to me, it's great when you hear a song, and that song can take you back to a specific day in time, whether it be 15, 20, 30 years ago. So for our songs to be able to do that for somebody where they hear that song 15 years from now and say, I remember being at the beach on the first date with my wife and things like, when you can touch somebody that way, I think that's pretty big.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about every show we do, there's a real positive energy, the crowd, everybody's happy. We just want to be remembered for creating that positive energy through music. You know, you can never give thanks. You could do 1,000 podcasts and interviews. You can never give a thanks enough to your fans, the people that support you. That's your bread and butter right there. You know, you have your people that support you, and, you know, your producers, your engineers, your behind-the-scene folks. But, you know, when push comes to shove, it's the fans that drive you, the fans that keep you going, the fans that believe in you. And that's, you know, that's probably the most important aspect. You could say gift that any musician could have.
When you have fans coming up at you with their CDs and their shirts wanting your autograph, you know, that right there impacts me, you know.
Or let me, if I may interrupt you, I saw the pictures on Facebook when people start tattooing your name on their arms.
That's right.
That's pretty cool, man.
And Mr. James Cole did that.
James Cole. Yeah,
with
great.
Pretty awesome. The other side CD cover on his arm, and that was great.
Drove 17 hours from Michigan.
Search tent the town.
Yeah, he had two shots. One got
from Wisconsin.
He gets the shout out. He's James, a great guy.
That's awesome. Well, guys, here we are. We're going to go ahead, and we're going to close the show out. And I just want to say, man, that once again, I truly, truly enjoyed this opportunity having you guys call me, man. And I want to wish you guys the utmost success in all that you do. And I just hope that you just take this industry and just destroy it, man.
Thanks.
That's the goal, Jim. Thank you so much.
We're shooting shit again.
Man, you're welcome. Well, there it is, man. An interview with Axis 5 on Power Rock Podcast. I am your host, Jim Madonna. What we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and we are going to close the show out with one more tune with Axis 5. This one here is called Break In 2. Crank it up. Peace.